Well, Pezza, I have written England off many, many moons ago. Blue moons indeed. And sometimes a guy of international calibre just stands up and plays one of the finest innings that has ever ruined my Saturday night plans. Ollie Pope, I've got to say, bravo. It's stunning. It's stunning. Jaspreet Bumrah gave us a moment of sheer brilliance with a reverse swing. I'm going to ask you later, what am I watching? Am I watching some sort of revival, or am I just watching an extension of an already organized procession, Pezza? But, it feels like right now, to sum it up, the game still feels very heavily in India's favor. But if I'm an England fan, Pezza, if you were an England fan, tell me how you would be feeling right now if those things were true.
I think I'd be overriding guilt, just given the actions of
predecessors.
Yeah, like that, but that'd just be low level. I suppose that is us. Anyway, what you say about Ollie Pope is right. I couldn't tell you what his finest innings were in Test cricket, but I do know that will be his finest, easily. An unbeaten ton in India, giving his side a chance in the game. I think England are in the game. I wouldn't say they're balls deep or knee deep. I wouldn't say they're tickling the balls of the game, but they're very much in it. And that was a far cry from where they finished yesterday. Given Ben Duckett said they were really strong after day one, I can only imagine the kind of quotes that are going to come out tonight after what Ollie Pope's done. But it is a testament to his positivity, his resilience, because, got to say, I reckon I would be in a long queue of people who would have thought he was going to find the next 8 weeks pretty tough. It wasn't looking good for him. And now I'm looking at a guy who was reversing off his penis as an extension of his bat and sweeping, brooming. He had the 10 sweep shots that Ben Duckett was talking about and looks completely comfortable against one of the great triumvirate of spin bowlers in modern cricket in home conditions. So all you can say is hats off, pants off, Ollie Pope. It's a sensational innings. He hasn't looked like getting out except for the time where Akshar Patel dropped him on 110, where he would have been out had that not happened. But superlatives deluxe for Ollie Pope. Congratulations.
I'm going to talk about a tweet that Barney Ronay did after the end of the first innings in a moment's time, Pezza. But TGC is brought to you by Hell Energy Drink. We already know it's the highest selling energy drink cans in India, available in more than 60 countries across the globe. If the globe is where you decide to live at this moment in time, it's the first beverage developed completely through AI. Now available in India in 3 flavors, apple, watermelon, and classic. Globally, almost 40 variants. Newest variant is AI. Hell Energy Drink gives you power like hell. Roll the clip, Charlie.
Did you think that your talent would leave you today when it was all up to you? All you need is a little spark to go like hell. Hell Energy.
All right, Pezza.
Mate, I just got... Sorry. I've had at least 3 people get in touch today saying how great is this integration. People are really happy, and they like the clip as well. They really, really like the clip. So, play on.
I'm going to read you a quote from Barney Ronay on 25th of the 1st, 2024, from Earth, 89,000 views for this tweet. He said, in the last 7 months, Ollie Pope has batted 7 times across 4 formats, making 38 runs at an average of 5. Luckily, stats are for prats, or this might look unbelievably shoddy prep. Now, to be fair to Barney, he has retweeted himself saying, this aged well. Now, the reason I bring this up, because at the end of day one, having watched England bat and Ollie Pope's innings last about 10-ish balls, I think it might have been, I had written down in my notes to say, this looks like it could be one of the most painful tours of all time. Now, thank God I didn't say that on camera, nor did I renege those comments or bring up later in a different episode saying I was going to say that, because boy, would I have looked foolish. But I was so convinced watching him in the first innings, I was like, this looks horrendous. Like, it looks like he has never played spin before. Nathan Lyon, even in Australia, has got a great record against him. Actually, both in England and In Australia, Nathan Lyon has a great record against him. Now, these spinners are turning him so much further and more aggressively with more pace than Nathan Lyon does, albeit Nathan Lyon, a very good bowler. And then Ollie Pope has finished the day, Pezza, on 148 off 208, and he's playing some of the most ridiculous shots. Like, he's, to call it a lap sweep, a paddle, or any sort of conventional sweep, albeit a reverse sweep, would just be completely, it would be selling it so short of what is happening. He's flipping it over his head while he's ducking it face first towards the ball. Unbelievable skill. Every time going for four, never missing it. I completely agree with your sentiment. Couldn't tell you his finest innings, though I do know he had a very, very good season for Campbelltown, Camden, in Sydney Test cricket. So much so that he was mentioned in Parliament in New South Wales. But this is nearly as good as that. It's a fine, fine innings in tough conditions in the first Test match of a huge series. I'm not sure if there's anything else you want to add to that, but I'm astounded at it, at how wrong and dumb I was, and the sheer skill of this innings. Fucking kudos to the young man,
mate. No, I'll just echo just that final bit. We were all wrong and we were all dumb, and here's a guarantee: we'll continue to be wrong and dumb in select moments. So there are lots of others who won't say that, but they also are part of this. Nobody saw this from Ollie Pope. He is right. We are wrong. He's smart. We are dumb. It's Happy Gilmore all over again, talking to Chubbs Peterson. You know, you're good looking. I'm not very attractive. So fantastic stuff, Ollie Pope. And of course, you know, he's not done yet. He's red. Who knows?
He put on 112 with Ben Folks.
Great partnership.
He is currently put on, they came to get 275 and it's 316. That is 51 runs in this partnership there with Rehan Ahmed as well. So a couple of key partnerships. We'll talk a little bit in a second about what this means for England just generally in the position of the game. But coming in a tough circumstance as well, when like literally the game was looking like it was going to be over today, maybe the ball softened and it flattened out a little bit. It didn't flatten, just slowed. I mean, Jadeja literally beat the bat 28 times today. That's not a superfluous comment. That's literally the statistic that was being put up by Star Sports. 28 times Jadeja beat the bat. And even with Pope on the score of 148 at the end of the day, Jadeja bowled two balls in a row to him, which beat the bat by, I want to say, 25 to 30 centimetres. So, fucking hell, man. It's just, whilst also being aggressive and proactive at the crease, I mean, wow. I'm blown away by how dumb and wrong I was. Pezza, if we can move the show along, I just want to talk about a moment for India today. In a game that, the day's play is completely dominated by this innings from Ollie Pope. It's just fucking sensational. But Jasprit Bumrah had back-to-back wickets. He bowled Duckett, and then he got Joe Root, maybe the next over, I think it might have been. But before that, it was supreme high-skill reverse swing bowling from Jasprit Bumrah. Did duck it over about seven or eight times. I think he beat Stokes as well. Did Root over as well. It was moments, like fucking hell. Even these circumstances, it was impressive. I guess that sort of adds to Pope's skill. In the end of the day, is play with his score. But whew,
what about that LBW? Thought,
oh, this game's gonna be over. Oh yeah, off Duckett.
It was just absolutely cannoning into the stumps and looked incredibly out. Is there an issue between Rohit and Jasprit? And then, like later on in the innings, they take this review off from Ollie Pope, who's on 73 at the time, when he's about 18 metres down the deck, which is a very long way considering, but that is Bazball, and outside the line of the stumps. And I think Harsha might have gently described it as an indulgence. That review was like, are India taking the gas a little bit here? Are they feeling the pinch? The game today didn't seem to flow the way it had in the previous 2 days. And as we understand with you know, cricket wickets, usually as the game goes on, the spin becomes more extreme, but wasn't really the case today. Or maybe it will be proven that it was, and that Ollie Pope's innings will go up in further estimation, or the way England's batters have. Because even at the end of the day, I mean, Axar bowled that ball that almost grubbered past folks. It's not as though the wicket isn't offering assistance to bowlers, and then Ollie Pope cashed in. Jaspreet, when he had his, you know, his minimal chances with the ball, looked absolutely sensational bowling that that reverse tank. So, happy to see him do well.
It's only taken 3 days, but England most definitely have won the day's play. So it started off, by the way, with Jadeja not reaching his century, out by Joe Root for 87.
Root and a hat-trick.
Falling short. Yeah, Jadeja now has a better test average than Shubman Gill, Bharat, Shreyas Iyer. Bharat Sundaraisen, the journalist in Australia. It's you know, just remarkable. But and so they were several runs ahead. If I had some my statistics, I'd get that up right now. And what I wouldn't give to be able to get it up right now. 436 to
190.
England's 246, so 190 in front. And by the way, England's now at 126 with four wickets remaining. So let's just move it along here, Pezza. Are England in this? When does it become a tricky chase for India? Is it already a tricky chase, or do they need to get to, say, 200? What are we looking at? How you feeling, Pezza?
Why ask me? We've just said a couple of minutes ago we're wrong and dumb. I mean, like, I thought there was a great argument last night that England would capitulate today because, you know, what happens in the most recent phase of cricket is what will happen in the next one. But now that England has done well, it by extension, you know, does that mean it's going to be easy for India to bat now as well? Cricket just doesn't work like this. Look, I think England will want a few more. Just because I listened to him and his voice sticks out to me, I think Harsha said at one point that when England passed India's total to go into a lead, they were five down. And he said words to the effect of, we agreed that they needed to be three down to make this a good game. And I thought, oh, easy, you know, like it may still be. I think I'm betting on India. I'm thinking that England's bowlers probably don't have enough. The spinners mightn't have enough to get those 10 wickets. But Rehan Ahmed can bat. Ollie Pope can take the game away from you very quickly if he starts well tomorrow. If England can push it up to 200, I'm going to get greedy and say 250. Yeah, they'll come. They'll come hard. I still think it's India's game, though.
Why does it feel like Joe Root needs to take 6 for 45? And what better time to introduce hashtag AskTGC? If you want your hashtag AskTGC read out tomorrow on tomorrow's show to wrap up this game, I would suspect, then drop it in the comments below. Just as Matt Bailey 3672, Pezza, not 3671. That's Matt Bailey 3672. He said hashtag AskTGC. If England have picked Hartley because his action looks like Axar Patel's, should I start running in like Rashid Khan and wait for my IPL deal? Clearly doesn't matter if I bowl slop. Now, wouldn't it be just amazing to prove how wrong and dumb we all are
exactly.
If Hartley comes in and just takes 7 for 10 in the fourth innings of the game? Things are possible here. And that's kind of the interesting thing with India. Like the rhythm and the ebbs and flows of India are so unlike any other country in that you often have like really big opening partnerships. Maybe it's a little bit easier with a new ball or whatever. And then there's clumps almost straight away. Fuck, with wickets falling clumps in India more than anywhere else. Like, I suppose you see it in the UK. Sometimes it's hard to come in, hard to start. But I would just love to see India chasing, like, fuck, I don't know, 210. And that feels a little bit greedy maybe, but 210. And there's half a chance, half a sniff. And then we'll just see if England have the metal, have the skill set. Because right now, they've played a pretty good game of cricket. They may lose the game by 10 wickets, but also right now, they actually might win the game. Probably won't, but might. So, are you going to bowl like Rashid Khan, wait for that IPL deal, Pezza?
My hair fell out in clumps. No, it didn't. nevertheless, it just doesn't it also just go to show that there's nothing like a a club cricketer or former cricketer or someone who thought themselves the identity of a cricketer loves more than to say a professional player is shit, and that they decree, having had one look at them, that this bloke can't play. Like, I had somebody suggest to me via text message yesterday that he'd be surprised if Jack Leach had a penis, you know, and that was disgraceful and an abhorrent thing to say, but I'm saying it as an information exchange, not to glorify it, but it's the sort of thing cricketers like to do as a way of like amplifying their own excellence, it's the cheapest, laziest way of going, I know what cricket is because I can take a look at someone and just go, like I'm blowing a fly away from my cheek, you know, in northern New South Wales, a little bit inland.
I tell you, it does have a penis.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be surprised if he had a penis. I mean, what's that really got to do? Anyway.
And mine's massive as well. Everyone says so.
And, you know, we were effectively saying that about Ollie Pope, you know, not 12 hours ago. And so Tom Hartley is a professional.
He's a Ken doll.
He's a professional cricketer. And he's playing on a rag or on the fourth day for his country. He might take a couple of polls and we'll all have to shut the fuck up. Or, you know, just have more egg on the face and do some more Happy Gilmore, Chubbs Peterson stuff.
If you want more Chubbs Peterson, Happy Gilmore stuff, or just more TGC stuff, there's another video coming out tonight for Australia and West Indies at the Gabba. The games at the Gabba, we're not at the Gabba, we're at home. We're trying to watch as many games of cricket as possible and delivering you enjoyment associated with the thing that we hope happens for you, including hoping that you have a penis, unless you don't want to have a penis, in which case, then there are options available for you. You can look it up online. I would do that from a private tab using a VPN, if it were me. We'll see you guys on the internet next time real soon. Cheers.